Questions 16 to 20 are based on the following conversation between two colleagues who are taking a break from a busy day to discuss the economics of a visit to the deli. Look at questions 16 to 20 now. Now listen to the conversation. The economics of a visit to the deli.
I'm going to the deli. Can I get you anything?
No thanks. I'd better not.
Aren't you eating lunch? I'd suggest you eat something. We've got a busy afternoon. You're not on a diet, are you?
No, I've brought something. A granola bar.
That's not enough. Let me get you a sandwich. Why not?
I've already bought a coffee this morning, which I shouldn't have done. I can't really afford it, that's why.
You can't afford a sandwich? For $5?
It's not really about the one sandwich, though. Do you know how much you spend each month on food?
Well, we've got to eat, don't we?
Yes, we have got to eat. But since I've been here the last 3 months, I've been keeping track. Each day, I've bought a coffee in the morning and a sandwich or a curry or something like that for lunch, maybe a soda or another coffee, sometimes dessert. And do you know how much it's all added up to?
No, but quite a bit, I'd imagine.
Well, I've averaged about $15 a day for the coffees and the meal, and that's times 5 days a week and 4 weeks a month. That's $300 a month. For 3 months, that's $900. It's just a rough estimate, but that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Haven't you ever worked out what you're spending on lunches?
No, but I haven't time to pack a lunch. I've got 2 kids in preschool. Mornings are pretty crazy.
Well, what about the night before? Sorry, it's your call, obviously, but I've just started thinking about what I could do with all that money after a year. The point is just that it's such a small, simple action, a choice, and the way it all adds up over time would make a rather fundamental difference in my life. I mean, even if I just put the money in the bank, how good would that feel? That's why I can't afford a sandwich.
You've got to buy the food for a packed lunch too, though.
Of course, but there's no comparison. I can get a whole week's supply of sandwich-making materials for less than $10.
You do have a point. It's not so easy, though.
Now answer questions 16 to 20.